Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go show. I'm Heather Wagenhall. I'll be your host and guide this morning as we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers, explore what they do right, and give you step-by-step strategies to incorporate into your life right now so you too can start your day the millionaire way. Now, this season is starting all over for our Saturday show on Unlock Your Wealth Radio from unlockyourwealth.com. And when we start over our first key in the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series is acceptance and affirmation. And most of all, this is where the power to change begins. What separates the millionaires from the masses is that they have a refined ability to identify when something is going wrong or isn't where it needs to be, and are willing to make changes to right the ship. They don't allow their egos to get in the way, or for very long, depending on which millionaire you're talking about. But they don't allow their egos to get in the way for very long. And they're able to identify what's not working and quickly make changes. When we do our 10 traits of the millionaire on the Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go, one of the traits is that millionaires make decisions quickly and change their minds slowly. And the reason why that makes them so successful is this simple premise. When faced with a choice, not choosing an indecision is also a decision. And millionaires believe in their heart of hearts that when they make a decision based on what information they have, they don't worry about the other information they don't have. And they make their decision on the information they have. They believe in their heart of hearts, their deepest part of themselves, that it was the right decision. Because right, wrong, or indifferent in a worldview, it takes you to the next right decision you need to make. I can give you a specific example of that for me personally. When I was faced with a decision, I was cornered by an employer in a meeting, and I was accused of something I had not done, simply had not done. And I stood up and defended myself and said, look, I'm not responsible for that. That wasn't assigned to me, and that responsibility did not lay with me. I didn't push the blame on anybody else, but I made it clear that I was not responsible for that. And my lipping off got me fired. And I was mortified because I'd never been fired before. I always chose to leave at this point in my career. I'd been fired after that, and I realized that's a better fit. I was mortified by being fired. And I worked very hard to live my life without regret, so I carefully consider and make my choices accordingly. this was the first time I groveled. I went higher up the food chain. And I groveled and I asked for my job back. And I was so fortunate that the man higher up stood his ground and supported his manager. And he said, "No, Heather." And he says, "You're meant for greater things than this. You need to go now." And I was kicking myself. I was like, "Oh, my God, I just ruined my life." Because I smarted off and defended myself. And perhaps I could have handled it in a better way. I was a lot younger then and a lot more condescending to people. But regardless of how I handled the situation, it wasn't wrong for me to defend myself. It wasn't wrong for me to stand up for what was right. And it was perfect that that manager did what he did, because it took me to the next right decision I needed to make, even though I could not see it at the time. It was the right decision to make because it took me to right where I stand today. Once I embraced that decision that I made poorly, all of a sudden the world opened up to me. Everything that I was desirous of and I put forth as a goal, I have accomplished. That gave me so much confidence when that happened, but it did not give me confidence until I accepted the reality of that situation. I was in denial that it happened. I thought I could change it. I thought I could fix it. I just wanted everything the same. And I fought for weeks trying to figure out something else because I kept thinking about, oh, it'll blow over. I'll be able to go back. I didn't step on anything that bad. And I kept living in this denial of what had happened. But the movement toward acceptance is what made all the difference. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross writes in On Death and Dying that the final stage of grieving is acceptance. And then how do we apply this to personal finance? Simply, our personal finances are the cornerstone of everything we do. Now, you don't have to be a person that's driven toward money or about money or accumulating copious amounts of money. But you must admit that without money, you are unable to do the things that you truly desire, because many things take money. If you want to help the poor, it takes more than you to do that. You need to spend money to feed them. And if you want to rescue doggies, once you rescue them, you must feed them. That costs money. Even if you farm, you've got resources you have to pay for. Water, fertilizer. You have to use machines to cultivate your soil. So the food still isn't free. That requires money. So regardless of how altruistic you feel your goals are in life, life requires financing. And until you identify your hang-ups when it comes to money and work to correct the money dramas that you live through each and every day when you don't have money, then you'll always get what you've always gotten. They say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. How about if what we're doing isn't working, we change it? But that requires stepping out of denial into the room of acceptance. So on Saturday's show, we're going to talk about the value of accepting where we are and what it is specifically that we need to be doing when it comes to moving forward. The value of accepting where we are doesn't make it a life sentence. The value of moving from denial to acceptance allows you to claim your power to change it. If you're in denial about anything, whether it's your personal finances or romantic relationships or your children, until you move from denial to acceptance, you're powerless to fix it. If your kid is on drugs, if your spouse is cheating on you, if you do nothing and just swim in the river denial, all you're going to do is still get what you've always gotten. But here's the bonus for staying in denial. Because while you're in denial, refusing to accept what's going on, whatever you're resisting, addressing through accepting that there is an issue, is getting worse. One of the presuppositions in neurolinguistic programming is simply that what you resist persists. So we must move from denial, from its resistance phase. The resistance exists merely because of fear. If I accept that I have this issue, I'm going to want to change it. If I accept that my spouse is cheating on me, I'm going to have to do something to change it. If I accept that my kid is on drugs, I am going to have to make a decision and change it. And that thought can cause paralysis itself. But most of the times, people don't work to create financial literacy in their lives because they're hung up with the fact that they're afraid, that they don't know, and they don't know where to start, and they're dealing with shame that might come along with the acceptance phase of not knowing, of being ignorant to how that works. And it's a very simple process as you move through the grieving stage and allow yourself this process, because once we come to the point of acceptance, that's where all the power lies for us to make the change. Be sure to stop by tomorrow's show, the Midweek Update from UnlockYourWealthRadio.com, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for 30 minutes of tips, tricks, tools, and information you can incorporate right now to create great savings for you and your family as you're on the road to financial freedom. And be sure to stop by our Saturday show because we have the Halibombs popping in from the NLP Institute of California, and they're going to help us begin the process of acceptance and affirmation. All that plus Minutes on Your Money, Millionaire Minute, and so much more, plus our Keys to Riches, all on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio from unlockyourwealth.com, Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Heather Wagenhall, and you've been listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio to go from unlockyourwealth.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Go out and make it a millionaire's day.